Pupil's Book, Unit 5, page 64. Literature.
The Myth of Icarus. One morning, on the island of Crete, Icarus and his father Daedalus were in their workshop. Daedalus was an inventor. Suddenly, King Minos arrived and he spoke to Daedalus.
"I'd like you to build me a labyrinth," he said. "I want to put that Minotaur inside it."
The Minotaur was a terrible monster. He had the head of a bull and the body of a man. King Minos was pleased when he saw Daedalus's work. He put the Minotaur inside the labyrinth. Then he locked Daedalus and Icarus inside a tower.
"What are you doing?" said Daedalus.
"Well," said the king, "you know the secret of how to get out of the labyrinth, and I don't want anyone else to know it."
Daedalus and his son felt sad. Days passed. Then Daedalus had an idea. He collected feathers from the birds that flew to the window of the tower. Then he made wings with the feathers. He used wax from a candle to stick the feathers together. Daedalus told Icarus what to do. "Follow me. Don't go too high, because the sun will melt the wax in your wings. Don't go too low, because the sea will make the feathers in your wings wet. Are you ready? Go!" Daedalus and Icarus jumped out of the window. They flew away from the island and away from King Minos. Daedalus flew in front. Icarus followed behind. Icarus loved flying. He was just like a bird. He forgot his father's words, and he flew higher and higher. But as he got nearer to the sun, the wax between the feathers began to melt. When Daedalus looked behind him, he couldn't see his son.
"Icarus!"
he shouted.
"Icarus! Where are you?"
Daedalus looked down. There were feathers in the sea. Daedalus went to the nearest island. He sat and looked at the sea for a long time, and he felt sad for his son. That island is now called Icaria, and the sea around it is called the Icarian Sea.